are now listening to Voices of the West Side with your host, John Easter.
Arts Alive today with Justin Allison. Good morning, West Side. It is Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. And today, it's the rare day where we have the ability to be the lead-in for the WBDG 59 Marathon. That's coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. So make sure you tune in for that coming up for the next, 227 hours. We'll be on the air with the WBDG Marathon following this program. If you're listening live on Friday morning, if you're listening on Sunday, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? The station may be off the air by that point because we all fell asleep. And, nobody knows what's going to go. So that will be coming up after this program at 8 o'clock a.m. It's the WBDG 59 Marathon.
Yeah.
That's one of those things that's on that thing over there that we call
the Big Board.
Let's do the woo, woo. There we go.
All right, making my debut this morning.
Not much up there.
No, there really isn't.
Well, I've been slacking.
We'll start it off with what's happening most recently, like most right away, and that's, of course, the WBDG 59 Marathon.
Woo!
Starting today at 8, mm-hmm. 8 a.m., mm-hmm. less than a half an hour from now.
Mm-hmm. Are we ready?
Oh, yeah.
No. But I am.
Physically, yes.
It's like one of those things where, you're on the air, mm-hmm. and it just comes, and it just
rolls. We just go.
It's like, if we're ready or not, people are going to be calling for prizes.
Oh, yeah.
People are going to be ready to hear random radio wackiness. I was trying to think of an R word there, but I couldn't think of anything. So.
No, there aren't any.
No.
Yeah, that goes today, and it'll go till midnight, and then it'll be the same thing tomorrow as well, I believe, 8 to midnight.
That's the plan.
Yeah, 8 to midnight tomorrow as well.
As long as we have pulses, we'll be here.
And then also tomorrow, the Arts Alive at Ben Davis High School, May 3rd, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So that's right here. That's the big art gallery that we have with all of the student artwork.
Yeah, visual and performing arts. We're going to hear about that for about 20 minutes here in just a moment from Mr. Justin Allison, who's the coordinator of Arts Alive. We're going to hear about that festival in just a moment. But it's a huge day, and artwork from all over the township. All the schools are involved with it. There's also performing arts programs, so you can come watch some performances from different students in the school. So it's just kind of a big celebration of the arts, and it's here tomorrow. I know it's free,
mm-hmm.
Which you're going to hear about here in just a moment, but it's a pretty cool day. So we'll see what develops with Arts Alive.
Yeah, and then, of course, last but not least up there, Ben Davis's prom, Saturday, May 10th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Indianapolis Children's Museum.
I'm just going to say it now. Stay off the dinosaurs.
I'm still salty that they got that over, that you guys got that over us.
Yeah.
We have the embassy suites in Plainfield.
Well,
it's nice.
It could be
but
worse.
But it's not the Children's Museum.
I was driving in this morning, and I heard on another radio station, Bob and Tom, mm-hmm. and they were talking that somebody said, they had the saying, well, it's better than a stick in the eye.
So, yeah.
Having it at the NBC.
I think a lot of things are better than a stick in the eye.
Yeah, that would hurt.
Yeah.
And probably be detrimental to your future
mm-hmm.
sight.
NBC Suites is also where we had that convention earlier in the year.
Oh, yeah. It is the same building. Anime.
Yeah, the anime thing that I went to with Brian. Yeah. Same thing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well,
and that's everything.
Yeah, that's all we have up there on the... So we were talking about this a little bit. This week I had a chance to sit down with Mr. Justin Allison, who is the art department chairman here at the Ben Davis High School. He's also the coordinator of the Arts Alive Festival. So spoke with him this week, and we're just going to play that interview, and we'll come back, and we'll wrap it up and lead you into the marathon. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Let's do it. This is John Easter here on Voices of the West Side. I'm joined by Mr. Justin Allison, the art department chairman here at Ben Davis, but also the coordinator of a big event that's coming up this week, which is Arts Alive. So welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And we appreciate you taking the time to come down as well and talk about this really uniquely Wayne Township event that's been going on for 40 years now. And, you know, I can remember, I'm old enough to remember, I was in elementary school when Arts Alive at 85 was the first one. And I can remember that. So we know Dr. Butts had you on his podcast, Briefings with Butts, a couple of weeks ago. But for the sake of this listening audience, what's the history of Arts Alive and how did it start and get going?
Well, it started in 1985, like you said. Larry Hurt, the department chair at the time, was a huge lover of the arts, obviously. He was an art teacher for 30 years. And he loved the Penrod Art Festival at the old art museum, which is now Newfields. And it was like a huge event for him. Like when it would roll around, he would be ready for it. And he'd go spend the day there, you know, looking at everything and just enjoying the culture and the creativity. And so, you know, being the person that he was, he decided to find a way to bring that same energy to Wayne Township because he loved Wayne Township and he wanted to show off all of the great things that our students do, both in the visual arts and the performing arts. And so he created Arts Alive, and the first year was 1985, and it's been going every other year since then, except for 2019 and 2020. A little rough there, but we had a little hiccup there.
I was just talking about that today with a group of students, and I was like, yeah, we don't talk about those years here. So it does seem really strange because it does seem like that was just a time capsule that we don't, like, it's even hard to remember.
Being
a part of it. And I know so many people lost people, and it was just awful. But it was disruptive to things like Arts Alive and everything else that really we do here in Wayne Township. That wasn't the only thing that was disrupted by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, for sure. I'm sorry. I was going to say, in 2021, when we came back and things started to kind of get back to the, I guess, the new normal, if you will, we did it digitally or virtually. And that was a cool undertaking. I created a fairly substantial Google site that had videos and artworks. And the best part that, I don't know if anybody knows this, it's still out there, but I got Dr. Butts to dress up like Bob Ross and do the introduction to the Arts Alive webpage. So it was a fun experience to have him come in and ham it up for a bit as Bob Ross. So
did he do any happy trees or anything?
Oh, he did.
Oh, yeah.
I will tell you a funny
happy
story
cloud.
About him. I totally thought he, you know, he's very busy.
Right.
So I assumed I might have him for like 5 minutes to do this. So we were going to do it before school one morning. I had everything set up the night before and I completely expected him to come in and be like, yeah, I got like 5 minutes for this shenanigans that you're planning here. No, that dude came into play. Like he was there for 30 minutes. We shot and then we did retakes. We made sure he's like, you got everything you needed. Yeah. It was like Robert De Niro up in there. Like he was a method actor. It was pretty amazing. So
that's good.
Yeah. It was a fun story.
And it doesn't surprise me at all. You know,
With
Dr. Butts.
No. As soon as I had that idea, I was like, you know, I was always nervous to ask him, but as soon as I asked him, like, why did I even hesitate? He's so into that
he's
stuff.
He's very good with the arts.
He is. And he's a great supporter,
you know,
of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A great supporter of what we do here as well on WBDG and on BDTV as well. And usually anything we need, you know, he's there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's Dr. Butts. You mentioned Larry Hurt there as well. And I want to talk a little bit about Larry and his legacy here in Wayne Township. This is just one of the things that is a legacy of Larry Hurt. And I know you had him also as an instructor.
I did, yes.
When you were his student here at Ben Davis. And I want to ask you about that in a minute. But his impact continues to be felt here in Wayne Township, even though he's been gone, I think, 15 years now. Is that?
This July will be 15 years. Yeah,
which
2010.
Which just boggles the mind because it seems like that was yesterday.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, so what sort of impact does he still have here?
Well, I mean,
even after he's passed 15 years ago,
I mean, for me personally, when I moved to Wayne Township in 1990, and started as a seventh grader, you know, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. Obviously, I was seventh grade, so I, you know, didn't have a plan for my life. Even when I got into
didn't
high
have
school,
it all sketched out.
Yeah, I did not have it planned out. We didn't have all the technology and the
right.
and the different things that our students have now.
We didn't have Naviance.
Yeah, we didn't have Naviance or the new one we've got.
Yellow, right?
Yeah.
Zello.
Yeah, Zello. Yeah. We don't have that. We didn't have that. Right. And even into high school, I was kind of thinking about it. And then I got into Larry's classes. And man, it's just like things came into focus. I just saw this amazing teacher who was kind and creative and just like the most friendliest dude you've ever met. Mm. And when you spoke with him, it didn't matter if there was 50 people in the room, he gave you his full attention and you just felt really comfortable in his room. And I started to think that if there was a way that I could, you know, just do an eighth of that in my life, like what a pretty awesome existence that would be. And so that kind of gave me the guidance that I wanted. And I went off to Purdue and became an art educator. It took me a few years to get back here to Ben Davis, to teach. I taught in Crown Point for a year. I taught at Fulton for the last three. It was open Lyndhurst for 2 years when it first opened. And then I came over to the high school and had the honor of working with Larry for 3 years before he passed away. And so, you know, as a teacher in the department, once he passed, we definitely wanted to continue that legacy. And then 2 years after that, I had the great honor of becoming the department chair. And so just try to continue that right. idea of giving everybody opportunities, you know, creating an environment where students want to come and be creative and be themselves, and continuing things like these festivals that he started and cared a great deal about.
So Arts Alive, you are the coordinator of Arts Alive. Mm-hmm. What does that entail? What is your job?
Well, so I'm also lucky enough to have three other teachers who help me out. I have a visual chairperson, Kara Hunter, and she does some of the specific things with the visual arts teachers around the township. Patrick Van Arsdale from your department, mm-hmm. he oversees the performing arts. So he helps schedule when people are going to be performing, you know, the different groups from around the whole township. And then Christine Hendricks, who was an English teacher up until the end of last year, 2024, and she joined my art department. And so she's actually our concessions chairperson. And so she kind of coordinates with those groups that want to come in, raise money, sell hot dogs and those types of things. So they do a lot of the very specific things. As the coordinator, you know, I make sure to talk with them and make sure there's nothing that they need to make their jobs easier or at least more focused. This year was a challenge to kind of figure out where we were going to have Arts Alive. Because
yeah, I was going to ask you about the construction.
Yeah, for sure. So we don't have the Commons this year, which was always beautiful right. to come in on a Saturday morning with all the sunlight, you know, coming in and seeing all of the student artwork. And we're not going to have that this year. We'll have that in 2027. So a little plug for that. So one of the biggest things I had to figure out this year is how are we going to showcase all of this work and not limit anything, because I don't want it to ever feel small. So that was my biggest challenge. And so what we're going to be doing this year is we're actually going to use the gyms, the upper gyms, are going to be where our visual arts are, and where I am imagining we're going to bleed over into like S Hall, and down maybe a little bit down B Hall, kind of out there. We're going to keep our performance spaces in the gym, the auditorium, and the theater. I do plan to have some art going down that main hallway, inside door 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, between the theater,
kind of the Hall of Champions area. Yeah.
And so to kind of entice people upstairs, we'll still be using the cafeteria for our concessions. So I'm hoping it still has the same feel that we've had before. One thing that'd be cool is because the performances will be happening in the main gym, which is also where the art will be. We'll kind of have some soundtrack to our visual arts as well.
Right.
So I think it's going to be a cool experience. In 1997, we did an Arts Alive as well, and our school was under construction. So.
Bigger than what it is now.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. And we persevered and found a way to do it. So I felt obligated to do it again this year and not to wait. But beyond that, you know, just coordinating with my people to make sure everything's moving smoothly.
I was going to ask, because that is usually the one of the centerpieces of Arts Alive is when you come into the Commons and
yes.
the information desk is there, and then there's places where you can sit and enjoy the art. And
yes.
then you know, the way it would lead into the cafeteria, and that will be different this year. But it sounds like you've got to work around.
I think we found the best solutions to what we have, and as long as I mean the students are both performance and, you know, hanging on the trifolds will speak for itself.
Yeah.
It'll be enough to entice people to come in.
And it is important to remember it is student work from across the township.
It is, yes. Preschool through 12th grade. So
right.
We were talking with the preschools today about it. There's going to be, there'll be artwork from every single school.
That's cool.
It's really great. So it's a great opportunity for students who have, you know, maybe they're in high school now. A lot of times the art teachers are there. So you might come back and see some of your teachers from the mm-hmm. past. There'll be performances from actually both some Wayne Township performances and some groups around Wayne Township as well. So might see some things that you didn't even know we had happening.
Yeah, it's not only visual art, as you said, it's performing mm-hmm. arts as well.
It is, yep.
So
yep.
There's performances all day, and it is free.
Correct? It is free, yeah, oh, for sure.
Come to Ben Davis yes. and enjoy the art and listen to the marathon, because we're on yes. this weekend as well with the WBDG marathon.
Man, we can put that in the cafeteria, maybe.
Yeah,
I wonder if we could pipe that in there.
Yeah, we'll be here. Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's for sure free. Now, there is in the concession area, that's a fundraising opportunity for groups. So mm-hmm. We will have opportunities to buy tickets that you can then go purchase. We've got some different things happening.
But there's no charge to get in.
No.
To park or to do anything like that.
Nope.
It's free if you just want to come and watch the performances. But if you want to support the organizations that are going to be fundraising, mm-hmm. certainly support them.
Yes, for sure. Everything. Yeah, the performances and the arts. So if you want to, you know, if your student is performing, you know, bring as many family members as you want. We've got plenty of space. So yeah, for sure.
So you are a BD grad. Mm-hmm. What is it like for you to now organize something that you participated in when you were a high school student?
You know, I think legacy, I think you said that earlier, mm-hmm. is a big part of what I see in Wayne Township just all the time. You know, like it seems like I'll have now, I've hired students that I had in right. class. And, you know, I walk the halls and I see students that I had before who are now teaching in different departments. I think there's something about Ben Davis. People want to come back here and be a part of this, not just as students, but as adults and as grownups and teachers. So I think it's just really cool for me to have the honor to do it. And again, because I appreciated what Larry did for me, to hopefully continue something that I think he really enjoyed and would have wanted to see continue on. Having that opportunity is really great.
Yeah. I think he'd be very proud of what he sees now, because in a lot of ways it's carrying on, but in some ways it's even going further, I'm sure, than maybe some of the things he even conceived.
I hope we're able to do that.
As you know, technology and things change all the time. So I'm sure that is something you've been able to do with Arts Alive. Mm-hmm. So the question I asked my 10th period class,
okay.
I said I was doing an interview with Mr. Allison, and I said, what's a question you would ask him? And so this comes from Dalen Sanders,
okay.
who came up with this. He said, what's your favorite thing about the festival?
Oh, my favorite thing about the festival. You know, this is, I think Ms. Hunter would laugh at me for saying this, but, and it will be different this year without the Commons. But one of the things that I've always enjoyed doing is, you know, Fridays after school, as soon as the hallways clear out, we have teachers start coming in and we set up everything Friday night. And we usually try to have everybody done at an hour, like seven or so, because, I have to go home and go to
right.
sleep.
I mean, you're going to have a big day the next
yeah.
day.
But I've always really enjoyed, once everything is set up and even after my department has gone home, I kind of like being in that space when it's very, very silent. But there's just, I'm kind of surrounded by this visual art that all of these students have made, both things my students have done, or my wife is a teacher here in Wayne as well. And so she has art students who are going to be there. So just having like, just being in the space kind of enjoying it before, like the calm before the storm, right. Almost.
Oh yeah.
And so I've always really dug that part of it. I don't know. That's kind of a strange thing.
No, I can relate to that because in a much different scale. One time it was before the Brickyard 400, I was working at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and a friend of mine and I, we stayed the night in our concession stand. And so when you're in that facility and nothing's going on, it's just, it kind of gives you goosebumps,
yeah,
in a way. And certainly it's a different scale than Arts Alive, but it is a big event.
Oh yeah.
For Wayne Township.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, thinking of just when you said that, it gave me flashbacks to being in the Indianapolis Motor Speedway when no one's there, mm-hmm, except workers and other folks. But you know, the fans aren't there, the stands are empty, and it is kind of an awe-inspiring, mm-hmm, thing.
Yeah.
When you're like, okay, this is really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, and then the next one would be just when I, you know, get to walk around and see hopefully lots and lots of people walking around and enjoying what our students, mm-hmm, do, and seeing colleagues and that type of thing, I think is just really awesome.
This was another submitted question.
Okay.
So I think Dalen may have also given me this one.
He's got good questions.
He does. This is we were working on interviewing today, so this was right up our alley. What's important about having a festival like Arts Alive?
Well, I think the arts, the visual arts, maybe even more so than the performing arts, are one of those things that I think outside of Wayne Township are sometimes on the chopping block to be taken, mm, away. Like, they're not always as valued. As we said earlier, that Dr. Butts really values and supports what we do, and I'm always appreciative of what he does for us. But I think it's also nice to have an opportunity for us to show off what we do.
Yeah.
As visual artists, it's tough. We don't always have space to, say, put up a big show of student work. Now, the bands have all of their wonderful competitions. The orchestras have their concerts and competitions as well, and the choirs. I mean, we have lots of things. The theater does their plays, like last weekend, and do all these great things. But these become events that people come to. So they see that the choir is performing, or they see that the band is performing, or they see that the orchestra is performing, and they go to it. The visual arts, we don't always have that. We don't have space for it. So for us to have something like Arts Alive or Sweat, which is our senior art show,
right,
which is coming up in a couple weeks, becomes an event that people can come to and say, oh yeah, the art teachers are doing a lot of work with these students. I mean, we do have these really wonderfully creative students who are making this beautiful artwork, and we can appreciate it. And I think it's an opportunity for just kind of brag on our students and show what they do. And we don't always have that opportunity throughout the year.
And it's also something that if these students are going to pursue arts, visual arts or performing arts or as a profession, it's something they'll do when they're an artist.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have shows. Mm-hmm. And so you have to get your good stuff ready for the show.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's good planning. And it's cool, too, like as a high school teacher, you'll have students who come to your classes and you'll say, hey, this is an Arts Alive year. And they'll be like, hey, I was an Arts Alive when I was in third grade or whatever. And so it's definitely something that students remember, and that I think that is the way to keep that legacy going for...
So how is the artwork selected for Arts Alive?
So, you know, it's not a contest of any sort. Right. It's a celebration for sure. It kind of depends on the teachers. You know, I know sometimes the primary grades, they have so many students. They try to just show off as many different students as they can.
Right.
I think that's really the main goal of all teachers who are setting up for Arts Alive is like, how can I show off the most work from the biggest variety of students? Sometimes that means there's people who are left out, unfortunately. That's not intentional because we do have a limited amount of space. But you know, I think that seems to be what I see, and that's what my department does as well. And like, you can't just pick just the top piece every time. You want to pick as many different pieces as you can so all students get an opportunity to participate and see their stuff up on the walls.
That's cool. Anything else that you want to tell us about Arts Alive?
No, I hope everybody will, at least, I know the weekends are busy, and, you know, especially this time of year, there's like hundreds of things happening every weekend. But if you have a free hour or 30 minutes and you can pop in and check out a performance or wander around our art hallway and look at everything, we would love to have you there. If you can't make it to Arts Alive on the 3rd and you're available on Saturday, May 17th, we do have our senior art show.
Seniors with Extraordinary Artistic Talent.
That is it. Sweat. Yeah, Sweat, yep, which is celebrating its 21st year. We had our 20th anniversary last year. So we'll be doing that in the cafeteria on Saturday evening, May 17th, from 7 to 9:30. So if Arts Alive doesn't fit into your schedule because you've got soccer games or something like that, maybe Sweat on the 17th would be more your speed, and we'd love to have you at that one or both of the events.
Well, this weekend, once again, actually, as you listen to this, tomorrow, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday here at Ben Davis High School, it is the 40th anniversary of Arts Alive, which is hard to believe because, like I said, I remember the first one. So thank you so much for being with us, Justin, and for all you do to make this event come to life.
Well, appreciate you giving the opportunity for us to talk about it. So awesome.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
So that's Arts Alive. That's what's coming up next week.
Yeah.
Next week. What am I talking about?
That's tomorrow.
It's coming up tomorrow. Davis High School. That's right.
What was that?
CAD radio announcer voice. That's right. This is John Easter at 7:55 a.m. rocking all the hits.
Never do that again.
Okay, I will. I can't guarantee that voice won't come out during
In the next few hours, of course.
59 marathon, probably when we're a little sleep deprived and things.
Oh, yeah.
So that's coming your way in just a few minutes. But thanks again to Mr. Justin Allison for coming down and hanging out with me for about 20 minutes and talking about the Arts Alive Festival, which, you know, like we talked about in the interview, it's the 40th anniversary of the first Arts Alive back in 1985. So it happens every 2 years here in Wayne Township. And, you know, it is something that people come to expect every 2 years as part of the culture here in Wayne Township. So that was the Arts Alive Festival. Coming up next week, we'll have Miss Jordan Johnson in to talk about another big event coming up in May. It's something called graduation. I don't know if you've heard about that.
No.
Kieran, it's apparently a ceremony where they give you something called a diploma.
I doubt it. I don't think that's real.
Yeah. And then they actually allow you to, like, not come to high school anymore after that?
Unless Impossible. You're visiting. Simply not true.
Unless you're visiting.
Mm.
Of course.
Simply incorrect. So couldn't be a real thing.
That is next week's show, so we'll talk to her about the changes in graduation. The big one is it's not at the Coliseum anymore. It is going to be at the Ben Davis High School football stadium.
Interesting.
So, yeah, they're moving that back to the school. So that'll be interesting to kind of talk about all the changes that come with that. I'll talk about like things like how many tickets do you get and all that fun stuff. So that's coming up next week. And then in 2 weeks, we have the Marion County prosecutor in here, Ryan Mears. So don't do anything illegal between now and then because he can prosecute you right here on the air. So he'll be in 2 weeks.
He won't catch me.
He won't catch you. And then that brings us up to the final show of the year, which is still TBA, working on some things maybe for that. I don't know. Maybe Kieran may take over. I don't know. We're still debating what we're going to do. So that is the 23rd of May. So that's what we've got coming up on this program. Hard to believe the first season of Voices of the West Side is almost in the books.
And so is the last season of Kieran Sandulo.
The season finale of Kieran Sandulo.
I will simply cease to exist. Once Versus ends, I end.
A very special episode. They used to have those, you know, and something would happen on a sitcom.
Yeah.
It's a very special episode of Versus and or the show.
And then it's like some celebrity appearance, and then the entire plot pauses for 5 minutes to make room for all the applause.
Yes. It's like, hi, guys. Woo! Oh my gosh.
And then the one actor that's actually in the scene is just going
right.
What?
they have to
the whole time they have to play it up like right. they also aren't a celebrity.
Well, and you know, this is totally off the subject of what we're talking about this week on Voices of the West Side, but that's part of this show. You never know what we're going to talk about.
Exactly.
It's 79 too on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. We're about done with this show, but they had to actually tell people not to clap when Kramer would come in on Seinfeld.
Yeah.
After a few years, because people would clap, and they were like, stop doing that.
Stop. Simply do not.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of Voices of the West Side. As always, Kieran, anything else to add?
Don't drink and drive, but also don't smoke.
Yes. There you go. Well, that's going to do it. Voices of the West Side. To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and their communities. What you give out is what you're going to be given back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat, just copy the right cat. Don't get caught with the wrong crowd. And as always, the views expressed on Voices of the West Side are not necessarily the views of the MSD of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or WBDG. From all of us here at Voices of the West Side, we'll see you on down the road. Make sure to join us next time. I'm John Easter, over and out. Have a great weekend.